Good Wednesday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for getting together with me in your homes for this Wednesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. It's my pleasure to be able to start each weekday with you. Today we are in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 33. And beginning today and then for the next 3 days, we'll be reading selected chapters from the book of Proverbs. It's a collection of moral teachings in the form of wise sayings, many of which are attributed to King Solomon, who succeeded his father David as Israel's third king. The tone in many of the Proverbs is that of a parent speaking to a child, but it can be applied to other relationships as well, such as an elder to youth or a teacher to a student. The sayings affirm that wisdom comes from God, and today's reading includes advice on how to be wise and to live right. And again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading at Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Here are the proverbs that will help you recognize wisdom and good advice and understand sayings with deep meaning. They can teach you how to live intelligently and how to be honest, just, and fair. They can make an inexperienced person clever and teach young people how to be resourceful. These proverbs can even add to the knowledge of the wise and give guidance to the educated so that they can understand the hidden meanings of proverbs and the problems that the wise raise. To have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord. Stupid people have no respect for wisdom and refuse to learn. My child, pay attention to what your father and mother tell you. Their teaching will improve your character as a handsome turban or a necklace improves your appearance. My child, when sinners tempt you, don't give in. Suppose they say, come on, let's find someone to kill. Let's attack some innocent people for the fun of it. They may be alive and well when we find them, but they'll be dead when we're through with them. We'll find all kinds of riches and fill our houses with loot. Come on and join us and we'll all share in what we steal. My child, don't go up with people like that. Stay away from them. They can't wait to do something bad. They're always ready to kill. It does no good to spread a net when the bird you want to catch is watching. But people like that are setting a trap for themselves, a trap in which they will die. Robbery always claims the life of the robber. This is what happens to anyone who lives by violence. Listen, wisdom is calling out in the streets and marketplaces, calling loudly at the city gates and wherever people are coming together. Foolish people, how long do you want to be foolish? How long will you enjoy making fun of knowledge? Will you never learn? Listen, when I reprimand you, I will give you good advice and share my knowledge with you. I have been calling you, inviting you to come, but you would not listen. You paid no attention to me. You have ignored all my advice, have not been willing to let me correct you. So when you get into trouble, I will laugh at you. I will make fun of you when terror strikes. When it comes on you like a storm, bringing fierce winds of trouble, and when you are in pain and misery, then you will call for wisdom, but I will not answer. You may look for me everywhere, but you will not find me. You have never had any use for knowledge and have always refused to obey the law. You have never wanted my advice or paid any attention when I correct you. So then, you will get what you deserve, and your own actions will make you sick. Inexperienced people die because they reject wisdom. Stupid people are destroyed because they lack concern. But whoever listens to me will have security. He will be safe with no reason to be afraid. And today's key verse is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7a, when the writer says, to have knowledge, you must first have reverence for God. You know, it's interesting, beloved, that, I can't imagine how things that we are experiencing today could be like any other time in history, but it appears as though foolish people have always been foolish down through the centuries. Those who would reject wisdom and reject God's guidance, they've always been around. And so here we have what is allegedly Solomon writing to his son, writing to someone who he is caring for, and warning him, don't listen to these people, don't hang with these people, because they are up to no good, and the ends of their ways can only be death. You know, I used to run with a couple of wild kids in my youth, and my grandmother would always tell me, yeah, you know, birds of a feather, they flock together, and you may not be involved in some of the bad things they do, but you surely associate yourselves with them, and so don't be surprised when you are accused of doing the same terrible things that they do. So, let's pray. All wise God, may all I do and say this day demonstrate my reverence for you. Open my heart, mind, and ears to hear wisdom's call, and teach me to abide in your word. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this morning to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be over in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 35, where a father gives advice to his child. Until tomorrow then, beloved, you keep claiming those promises of God's word, because his promises are yea and amen, and you can be sure that they are true. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless.